Change starts and stops with a WTF moment. The first is, what the fuck am I doing? We finally wake up to the reality that our life is not what we want it to be. The denial is done. We have to ask ourselves the hard questions. If we never have that moment, nothing changes. The next WTF is walking towards fear. If you aren't willing to find your growth edges and take steps in a new and likely scary direction, again, nothing changes. This podcast is a space to explore open and honest conversations around creating change in our personal worlds, which honestly has become my favorite adventure yet. Thanks for following along. All right, everybody. Hi. Hey, how are you? It has been a minute since I have released a podcast, and that is because I have been doing an excessive amount of traveling. And in that, to be honest, my commitment to it just fell away. There were other things that I was prioritizing, and it's nothing beyond that. I still have a handful of interviews that will be released over the next couple of weeks that I'm really excited about. But today I wanted to hop on and just have a moment of kind of real talk. I sent an email to my email list yesterday, I think it was yesterday, talking about where I'm at. And I'm noticing a tiredness in myself that I have not experienced before. I've always been a very energetic person. I'm very easily excitable. I'm very enthusiastic. I'm very expressive. And you even noticed that probably in my podcast. And recently, that kind of component of myself has been missing. And for a while, I was making that mean something. Like, oh, I'm just not feeling like myself. I've lost my spark. All this kind of just junk in my head. And it really wasn't helpful. And it was making me question a lot. And I realized yesterday out on a walk that, you know, usually I have high energy, and for me that means like this zest for life. And I'm seeing right now that zest for life is just, it's still there. It's just looking different. I didn't recognize it. It was right under my nose and I missed it. So for me, sleeping in the mornings right now instead of waking up really early to go to the gym, that helps me feel more alive. Right now, going for a walk, just a walk, on flat ground, not up mountains, not even up hills, just a flat walk is making me feel alive. Instead of having 3 minutes and calling a friend, I'm reading a book or I'm pulling out my journal. And that helps me feel alive and well and cared for. Even something small. Instead of going out to dinner, which used to bring me so much joy, right now the thing that's making me happier is like having a slow-cooked home meal by myself. Like, oh, let's find a new recipe and just make something at home. And I've been seeing all the different ways I've been making myself wrong for this season of my life. And I really just want to talk about it because I think so many of us go through these different phases where we're not even aware that our experience is just because we're judging ourselves for where we are. Like, the problem isn't my lack of enthusiasm. My problem is my judgment about my lack of enthusiasm. And it probably sounds really simple. And honestly, even saying it out loud, I'm like, duh, why did that take you so long to see? And I don't know why it took me so long to see, but I'm seeing it now and I'm sharing it with you. Okay, thanks for joining. So I really just want to share that this is a season of slowing down for me. And I've said that a couple of times. And part of it is because my coach this year has helped me to slow down. But it wasn't until August, so just over a month ago, I was in Logan Airport getting ready to fly out of Boston. And I was trying to hype myself up to fly across the ocean into Switzerland, which is like one of the most beautiful countries on earth, to see people that I haven't seen in a significant amount of time that I love. And I had to like hype myself up for it, where I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's not normal for me. I'm usually stoked on these things. I usually talk about it for like days on end before I get to my trip. And I saw the same thing when I came back here and I was getting ready to run my wilderness retreat, which was a blast, let me tell you, even though it rained the whole time. I was watching my mind and I was really curious about it. After my wilderness retreat, I was heading right back over the pond to London. And I was just like, man, I'm ready to sit still. And unfortunately, you put wishes out into the world and the universe responds. And I came back from London and got COVID. 3.5 years later, sucker finally got me. And it hit fast. I was actually kind of surprised. Like, woke up in the morning, wasn't feeling great. By the end of the day, was down for the count. And I got slowed down real quick. And for about 4 days, I did nothing. And when I tell you I did nothing, like, I was just existing. That's it. I could not read because my eyes actually hurt. They were strained. Opening my eyes, looking at things was like painful. So I just kept my eyes closed for about 3 or 4 days. I couldn't listen to anything because noise was just irritating. No music, no podcasts, no audiobooks, no video resources, none of it. And for a couple days, I did nothing and really just slowed down. So all I did was have time to hang out with my thinking, my own thoughts. And that slowing down for me, I was like, oh, yeah, I want this right now. Of course, I'd rather not be through COVID, but I saw something available to me in that slowing down, not because somebody else told me to, but simply because I was like, yep, I'm enjoying the slowness of this, even though I'm sick. And I've been seeing it so much for me that this season of my life looks different. And I haven't had a seasonal transition in my life in a while. I've had some big changes, but kind of my energy and the way I've been showing up has been pretty consistent. So it was rocky. And this is what I help people with all the time, right? These rocky life transitions. And that's why I want to come on and talk about it. Nobody is immune to this shit. It just doesn't happen. Anytime that something is different in our world, there's an adjustment period. And for me, being able to be on this side of it, of like, oh, again, the problem was only the judgment I had around this thing, has been so useful to see and deepen my understanding around, because I talk with people about it all the time. So for you, I don't know what's going on in your life at the moment. If you want to have a conversation, reach out to me. You can absolutely do that. But I also just want to invite you in to identify the problem, like figure out what that is. For me, I thought it was like, I'm not excited. And I realized, nope, that's not my problem. My problem is that I'm judging not being excited as a problem. So if you can identify and neutralize a little bit of what's going on in your life, I think you'll find just some pressure valve gets released. And to me, that's a really cool magic trick that I just wanted to pass along and share here. So with that, I'm getting ready to have a nice, slow weekend to really do what feels inspiring to me, to get in touch with what I want, not what I think I should be doing or any of that nonsense. None of the shoulds, none of the obligations, but really just checking in with me, like, what do I want? I want to sleep in? Great. I want to read a book? Excellent. And honoring that. So that is all I have for you right now. I have a few interviews that are coming up that are unbelievable. I'm really excited to release them. Those will be coming out starting next week. And for now, I want you to know that whatever season you're in, whether it's consistent or changing, remind you to enjoy it. I think we can forget that we're all going to die. And finding ways to enjoy not just the huge moments in life, but the small moments of life that actually constitute your own life feels really important. So with that, Christina is over and out. Keep walking towards fear. And if you are going through a transition and you just want to talk about it, talk it out, have a conversation, shoot me a message at walkingtowardsfear@gmail.com. And we'll go from there. Rock on. Talk to you soon.